I want to hover over our gospel reading from the beginning of John with you this morning. This passage is a favorite of mine. It's a favorite of many down through the ages, not least because of its beauty and its simplicity, and yet also its richness and its depth. But I want to dwell on it this morning in part because it tells a story about home in a way. And I have been preaching a series on home through Advent and now the Christmas season, and maybe there's not a better way to wrap up this series today than with this rich passage about the coming of the Christ, the shining of the light, the impartation of true life to the world, this grand homecoming, than with this most beautiful and rich of passages in the Bible. We've been exploring together home over this past month and a half, what it is, what it means, why it can be so life-giving and joyous and yet intimidating and alienating and complicated all at the very same time. And still somehow manage to be a place that draws us. Even when we find ourselves at odds with home, we never quite let go of the instinct that tells us that finding a true and a good and a nurturing home is a good idea and something to yearn for and to pursue. Home somehow is implanted deep in our hearts. It's in our DNA. We're built as creatures that thrive when we know where home is, when we're connected to a place that we call home, wherever that may be. Whatever that may look like, however that has to happen, we're homebodies, in a manner of speaking. Somewhere deep inside of these hearts of ours, there's a special place for home that we just plain feel incomplete without. Have you ever seen the movie Finding Nemo? You'll have to forgive me, it's vacation week and I've been at home with kids playing games, watching movies, putting puzzles together. If you haven't seen it, it's a Disney movie about a little clownfish, Nemo. And Nemo, of course, being a tropical fish, lives in a coral reef in a tropical environment. And as you can imagine, it's a beautiful place, full of color and interesting sea life. Nemo has friends and family when he's at home. And you get the sense at the beginning of this movie that it's just exactly the place that it needs to be. It's home. Nemo is home. But this is also a story about growing up. And so Nemo is also very curious about what lies beyond the safe confines of home. He wants to venture out and explore, even if it's going to take him and his companion Dory to dangerous places. And sure enough, of course, that's where the story really gets going. They venture out beyond home to new and sometimes dangerous places, and they get lost. And they get captured at one point. And yet they also make new friends out there. They discover that the world beyond home isn't all that bad. And they discover that there are ways to make new homes out in the world with the people that they meet and come to know. But one of the things that they come to understand the most, I think, and this, I think, is really part of their growth in maturity throughout this movie, they come to understand out there what home means. They experience being away from home for a while. Really, Nemo really experiences the pain and the separation and the fear of lostness when he's away from home. He experiences missing the people and the rhythms that make home, home. And he discovers in a way that home isn't just a location, but a deeply holy, somehow, center of being. And he had to leave his home to learn that. I think about Nemo at home, back at the beginning of that movie, back when he was just living in a place that He didn't know how to appreciate just yet. When I come back to what the Gospel of John says here today about home, it occurs to me that the title of this movie, Finding Nemo, is just about right. Nemo, back at the beginning of the movie, is lost at home. He has something there that he doesn't know how to fully appreciate just yet. And while on the surface of the movie, it would appear that the movie is about finding home, it's really Nemo that needs the finding, even back when he was already at home. What John 1 tells is a story of a whole world full of people who are lost at home somehow. Their bodies are in the right places, perhaps, but their hearts aren't there just yet. Just like in Nemo's case, there's no amount of physical searching, physical moving around that can satisfy that longing, because the thing they feel isn't a matter of finding a new place. Isn't that just what we humans do sometimes? When it's our hearts that feel restless, we send our bodies out into the world searching. It's like we don't know what to do, so we've just got to move. We just got to get up. We've just got to try to do something to satisfy that itch to go. Even when what our hearts are really telling us is that our hearts are out of place, not our bodies, nevertheless, we move. We get up and we move, and sometimes leave like Nemo, because we're just so unsettled. We're just so lost in here that we don't know what else to do. That's the part of the gospel reading that strikes me as really and truly profound today. To a world that looks like that, to a world that sometimes gets to moving with all of that aimless, nervous energy, not knowing where we're going sometimes, not knowing what's really drawing us out, drawing us to search, just feeling that urge in our hearts to move for some reason, and to go, and wishing we understood what's drawing us and where we're really heading. The gospel here is that the light shines into that unsettled world. And the Word has become flesh and lived, made its home among us in this unsettled world. And I love this verse here in verse 16 that says, "From His fullness we have received grace upon grace." From His fullness, grace upon grace. His fullness, that the Word has become flesh, made a home among us, and He's full. Full means satisfying. Full means that it's enough. Full means that what He brings is sufficient to ground us and to help us know where we are and know what we have. It means that He can settle our restless hearts that yearn rightly for fullness, for all that life has to offer. Our hearts are right to feel that need for something more, I think. Our hearts are correct to tell us that there's a need for a deeper sense of place and belonging, to tell us that there's something more to this miracle of life, that we shouldn't be satisfied with less. Our hearts urge us to really find life's fullness. And the gospel tells us that what this Christmas story, this Jesus coming into the world, is all about is that God has brought life and light and fullness. And He's done it by making a home among us. I don't know about you, but I want the most that I can get out of this life. The most. I've only been given one life to live, just like you. And if my heart tells me that there's something more to life, than I'm getting out of it today in here, then I want to follow that pull where it's leading. I don't want to live unsettled. I don't want to live unsatisfied. Do you? And if God wants to tell you and me that there's fullness, where Christ wants to take us, if God wants to tell us that there's something more full and abundant to the life that Christ shows us how to live, if there's something to this thing about totally giving ourselves over to love in such a way that love allows us to wander, love allows us to journey, while at the same time rooting us more deeply in our truest home, then that sounds just too amazing to miss out on, doesn't it, to you? There's just too little time to waste. There's just too rich a gift to miss. Too much that our hearts, if we listen, tell us is there. And too much that it's also telling us that we haven't tasted just yet. We turn over this weekend into a new year on the calendar. Why not make this a year to look for this fullness? To set our heads on our shoulders straight with clear vision about what we really want out of life and where we're going. Fullness. God has brought fullness as a grace. And with it, the scripture says, comes grace upon grace. I believe that. I think it's inherently likely that a life that leans into God's fullness is a life that experiences grace upon grace. What an amazing gift. What an amazing God. What an amazing life. Amen.